Unit 5. Lesson 3. Inflation. Workers usually get paid once a week, but in Germany in the early 1920s, they got paid twice a day. Besides that, they had an extra half hour every morning to go shopping for food. If that sounds wonderful, let's see what one normal day in 1923 was really like. At 11:30 a.m., work stopped at the factory, and Karl Hoffmann lined up with the other workers. The boss gave him two huge bags. "Here's your morning salary," the boss said, 50 million German marks in cash. Karl loaded his salary into a wheelbarrow and ran in the direction of a big produce store. Inside, he stood in a long line of people, all with huge bags of money. "How much are the onions?" he asked the sales clerk. 25 million marks for one," she answered. Karl bought two onions and gave her the contents of his wheelbarrow. Then he returned to work for the afternoon. When Karl arrived home in the evening, he gave his wife the two onions. "I worked all morning to buy two onions," he told her. "I passed the produce store on my way home, and in just a few hours, food doubled in price. Onions now cost 50 million marks each. My afternoon salary is almost worthless. It will buy only one onion. I'm going to burn the bills for heat." He threw the paper money into the fire. This story was typical for millions of Germans in the early 1920s. People burned money for heat. They worked for 3 days to buy a pound of butter and 20 weeks to buy a suit. In the chart below, you can see how the value of the German mark dropped in just 9 years. In 1914, about 4 marks equaled a dollar. 9 years later, about 4 trillion marks equaled a dollar. What took place during those 9 years is called runaway inflation. Prices increased by millions of marks in a few hours. It's normal for countries to have a little inflation, but usually it's very slow. Prices increase by a few cents every year. For example, in 1926, a U.S. postage stamp cost just 2 cents. Today, it costs almost 40 cents. In contrast to that example of normal inflation, the German government printed the postage stamp again and again in the early 1920s. Eventually, a postage stamp cost over 1 million marks. And what happened to Karl? He survived. The government changed the name of the currency. It printed new money, and prices went down.